Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. Looks like we see the sun.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not that cold.
No.
And spring is...
Spring is springing.
I mean,
honestly, it's like I'm standing there watching my yard turn green.
Well, this is the weekend when spring officially starts.
Oh, well, that helps.
Yeah. So, maybe everything's lining up like it should.
Let us hope. I'm going to go out and do my little rites of spring dance then.
There you go.
I got my fingers crossed, though, on my late wife's beloved orange tree, though. I had an arborist out there and said, well, let's look at it for maybe 2-3 weeks, you know.
Yeah.
Everything else is pretty good shape.
Interesting. And folks, we're going to tell you what the show's about in a minute. But right. Interesting. One of the reasons why the white wing have expanded so, white wing dove.
Okay.
Was a big freeze several decades ago down the valley because that's where the white wing were nesting.
Okay.
Wiped out, the citrus groves. And so they were looking for other places to nest.
Okay.
So, we've seen this before. They are fairly resilient, but just wait. Don't do anything drastic yet.
Clean up some stuff, like a lot of my palms, the sagos are pretty hardy. I should just crop them. My yard guy does that every year anyway.
Yeah.
It shaves it like my head, and so we'll see.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got a great show for you. Texas Outdoors Journal, South Texas editor Dano Wise will be joining us, and we're going to get Dano's perspective. So many reports coming in, and information is still not yet known.
Right.
But from the middle and lower coast as to the impact of the freeze, we're also going to talk about fishing opportunities in the area. And what's going to happen as we make our way deeper into spring. So we've got that as well as a whole bunch of news. So it's going to be a good show. Y'all stick around.
It always is.
Yeah. And do remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
Listening to Texas Outdoor News, Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
Indeed.
And I tell you what, right off the bat, if you're planning on getting out, thank God Texas is reopening.
Yep.
Not hearing any adverse impacts, knock on wood. Spring break is underway. People are using their heads for the most part.
For the most part, yeah.
When they are out, they're doing what is comfortable or what is best for them individually.
Right.
Without the government, Harold, telling you what to do.
Mm.
And that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
It's the way it should be. But I got to tell you, here recently, Harold and I got together for a fun lunch.
Yes.
And
it was fun.
We went to our one of our favorite places, China Garden, in downtown Houston. They for years have been a meeting place for downtown businesses.
Correct. Yeah.
Due to the COVID virus, they had shut down and had limited hours Tuesday through Saturday from 3 to 9.
Uh-huh.
So they were foregoing the lunch because nobody was officing right. downtown.
But they started doing lunch on Thursdays.
On Thursdays.
They had a good crowd when we were there.
They did. And they actually had a group, and we've talked about this uh-huh. too. If you've got a gathering of friends or business associates, China Garden's a great place to go.
It is.
But when they started serving food, I mean.
And it kept coming.
But when they started, I thought they brought all these appetizers out.
Mm-hmm.
The
right.
egg roll, mm-hmm. the pork ribs, the chicken wings.
And you know what you did smart that day, remember? You didn't have breakfast.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I was hungry.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, good, it's going to be an appetizer, a lunch full of appetizers.
Right.
And then here comes yeah. the fried, what is it, the special, the house fried rice that you...
I call it the everything fried rice.
The everything fried rice.
Yeah.
We had the Hunan beef.
Jalapeno shrimp.
I mean, it was just absolutely phenomenal. More food than we could eat at mm-hmm. one sitting.
I had several dinners.
Yes,
leftovers.
So Harold and I, yeah. we had takeout as well,
right.
and it was great.
Oh, it was wonderful. Well, it was a special treat to us from them.
Yeah,
because we're all old friends and stuff. Kind of a gathering, and sadly, Richard, who was doing the cooking, we didn't get a chance to talk that much.
No, but to see the family.
Yeah, and Carol.
We saw Richard mm-hmm. and his brother Cameron, and of course, sister Carol.
Carol, yeah.
We certainly felt Mama's presence.
Absolutely.
With
who
her
is
recent
recently
passing.
Passed, by the way.
Right.
Yeah. yeah.
Right. But just a great place, and you really owe it to yourself if you're down, if you're going to the Toyota Center for mm-hmm. an event.
Right.
If you're just looking for a place to go for absolutely the best Chinese food, go down and see them. They're on Leland at Crawford, and. You will become a regular.
Yeah,
I guarantee you.
Believe me.
We talk about Texas reopening. Fewer masks. Seeing signs change at many retailers saying that we're going to continue to wear masks.
Yeah.
Dining establishments, we're going to continue to wear masks.
And cleaning.
And the cleaning.
Yeah.
But for others, it's going to be do what you feel comfortable.
That's just it. I mean, use common sense and respect.
Yeah.
Common respect, for goodness sake.
I saw a note that the Texas Rangers, when opening day for the baseball season opens up, they're going to have a full house.
Oh.
The entire stadium is going to be available.
Really?
And that may actually be
okay.
the first major sporting event.
Yeah.
There is a lot going on down on the border. And to our friends down the Rio Grande Valley, our thoughts and prayers are with you. To the... Border Patrol, game wardens,
right.
Texas Department of Public Safety, all the law enforcement, local and others. We absolutely feel for what you're dealing with and the uncertainty that is coming as far as direction goes out of Washington.
Uh-huh.
And folks, let me suggest to you, you're not seeing what's going on at the border
right. On
any national or your local news.
Correct.
All right. There may be other news outlets, but I can tell you for all the years I've been going down, I have been enjoying watching Channel 5. It's the ABC affiliate, KRGV. And let me...
Which town?
In McAllen.
Okay.
Okay, but I mean, they blanket the entire
right.
Texas as well as Mexico side of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I've been amazed. Wes Hudson at Shallow Sport Boats, a few years back, I said, what I'm seeing, I don't see except for when I come down here. And, you know, it's cartel activity. It's, you know, things of this nature. And he goes, it's a local occurrence. It's a nightly occurrence. It's lead stories. Download the KRGV app or go to KRGV.com and check out the local story. It's really, really an important one and will help keep you apprised.
Good news.
What you got?
Okay, State Parks. They've begun a strategic and thoughtful process of expanding capacity statewide.
Right.
The reopening is allowing more Texans the opportunity to visit their favorite parks. Again, masks are strongly encouraged for park visitors, especially indoor areas. But we're excited to welcome more visitors to our parks, said Rodney Franklin, director of Texas State Parks. While most parks will be able to expand capacity immediately, others may continue to have some capacity limits. A few parks are still recovering from the winter storms, and they're completing repairs. Have other operational considerations. Capacity limits were already typical before the pandemic for some heavily trafficked parks, so to protect natural resources and to make the visitor experience safe and enjoyable. But get out there, because obviously the parks need your support.
Absolutely. Speaking of getting out there, we mentioned that it's now open because it's the South Zone Rio Grande turkey season, spring season, opened Saturday and the 20th. And runs through May 2nd.
As we're looking at, because we're going to be talking about it today anyway, these numbers of game losses and stuff. Have we heard anything about the turkeys?
No impact. In fact, the report coming from Austin is that turkey population has done quite well. We've had a really pretty good reproduction of turkeys the past couple of years.
All right.
So, here's what's going to happen. You got a mature age class of longbeards.
Right.
And then you got these packs of Jakes coming up trying to whoop up on the old guy, you know?
Right.
And it's going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to spending some time out in the field and putting into practice some of the tips that I've learned over the years from our friend Wayne Carlton.
Right.
So, one final note before we go to break. Keep talking about zebra mussel, and we're trying to get Craig Bond, the Inland Fisheries Director with Parks and Wildlife, to join us and find out what the actual impact is going to be. We know from a water treatment standpoint, the zebra mussels will come in. It's going to cost more for screening. It's going to raise our water rates over time. But Medina, beautiful Lake Medina in the Hill Country.
It is a jewel.
Has now been infected. So I don't know that there's anything we can do to stop it, but do whatever we can to try to slow the expansion. Not all reservoirs are there. You know, clean, drain, and dry is the motto or the moniker, okay? All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. We've got the outdoor report. Yep, we're going to find out if Harold's been electric or fuel.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 44 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, the trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha-ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 44 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and more importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 44 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
It is time for our best bets on Texas Outdoor News, and that's brought to you by our friends at Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. Had some fun recently, and I'm going to have some more fun field testing some products that Clifford Cheadle at Third Coast Thermal let me borrow. Mm-hmm. And one of them is the Nox, N-O-X, thermal imagery. There's a handheld monocular, and it can be mounted on a helmet or mounted on your modern sporting rifle. But he gave me a model that I mounted to my Henry.
Okay. Is your 44 mag?
44 mag.
Yeah.
Basically, I have it as a 100-yard. Okay.
Right.
Put a Picatinny rail on it, mounted it. This is not something that overpowers the size of the rifle.
Right.
Absolutely phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So, neat stuff. Tell them what you're looking for. Discuss with them what your experience is and what your budget is. They've got satisfied customers all across the United States. They're going to ship to your location for free. For more information, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Good stuff. Like I say, it gives you, you know, the opportunity to hunt 24 hours a day.
Really?
Kind of cool. Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, fishing and hunting times. This weekend, Saturday is rated as good, while this Sunday and Monday are our two best days of the week. Tuesday is another good day. Wednesday and Thursday slip to fair. Friday, as well as next Saturday and Sunday, are a trio of good days. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be most active from well before sunrise and remain active until mid-morning. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day occurs from early morning just after sunrise until either side of the noon hour. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust with game actively feeding from mid-morning until early afternoon. By next weekend, this most active period will occur from mid to late morning until mid to late afternoon. This Saturday, March the 20th, is the first official day of spring. This Sunday, March the 21st, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. By next Sunday, March the 28th, we will have a full moon. On the coast, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, as well as Monday and Tuesday, are a quartet of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Wednesday has a double tide schedule of two high and two low. Thursday is a three-tide day with two low tides and just one high. Friday through next Sunday will each have a double tide schedule.
All right, staying on the coast, it's really nice to look at our reports and visit with captains in southwest Louisiana as well as the entire Texas coast. And, Harold, what we're seeing is water temperatures are coming up. They're ranging anywhere from the lower 60s to the upper 60s, depending upon location. Folks, don't forget, shallow water warms more quickly. If you've got some deep water nearby, that's kind of the transition we're looking at. But fishing has been pretty doggone good. The Black Drum Run has been on pretty much from Sabine all the way south down into West Matagorda, and even out of Port A, Port Aransas. Speckled trout and redfish have been some good catches coming in. And the great thing, Harold, people are doing catch and release. We're hearing more people that are encouraging, are there saying, hey, I'm releasing, I'm only keeping a few until we figure out exactly where we are. Heading on down the coast, the red snapper fishing has been good. Say from Freeport on southward in state waters out to 9 nautical miles. And as that Gulf temperature that's fairly constant continues to increase in warmth, you're going to see your kingfish activity increasing. And then you got a lot of activity that are transitioning, say, down around the Brownsville Ship Channel. We're going to hear more from Dano Wise in a bit about that transition from the deep water where fish wintered to where they are now.
Uh-huh.
Also, some good reports on some of our lakes. What you got?
Indeedy. Okay, let's go to East Texas. B.A. Steinhagen. Largemouth bass are good to excellent in the delta between the Neches and the Angelina, where spawning is strong. Topwater and plastic worms are the best bait. Conroe, largemouth bass are great moving quickly in vegetation and in the Sam Houston Forest on shad, imitating baits. Crappie are good on minnows, working marinas and boat docks as the perfect cover. Hybrid striped bass are good working mid-lake following schools of baitfish. Livingston, largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig worms, spinners and jigs, working creeks and the in-between vegetation with sand. White bass are excellent in creeks, working small spinners and live bait. Sam Rayburn, largemouth bass are good, staying within the Angelina River's vicinity on spinners, worms, and topwaters. White bass are fair on minnows, working drops starting at 10 feet. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs near Lavaca Creek structures. Toledo Bend, black bass are good as all parts of the lake are in spawn in multiple vegetation spots, especially on points that have been successful with worms. Crappie are good to great in 4 to 6 feet on roadrunners and jigs. Richland Chambers, crappie are good on minnows and jigs on bridge pilings, brush piles, near bait schools close to the dam. Catfish are good on cut bait and night crawlers. Somerville, white bass and hybrids are good with swim baits and slabs on main lake flats, points, ridges, inlets, and creeks. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in the main lake or brush piles and flooded timber in 12 to 28 feet of water. Tawakoni, blue cats are excellent on fresh cut bait. Channel cats are good on punch bait. White bass and hybrid stripers are good on swim baits near ridges and humps in the main lake. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs around brush piles, docks, bridge pilings, and main lake bait schools. Texoma, striped bass are good on swim baits and live shad. White bass are good on swim baits and spoons in the creeks. Let's head south.
Absolutely. Down Del Rio way, where Amistad Reservoir, the spawning's getting stronger. As the large bass are becoming active, bass are good where the creeks and vegetation are shallower than 6 feet. Shallow rocks and timber are holding a few spawning bass with larger worms with the best, along with spinners and Carolina rig worms. Another great border impound, Falcon Reservoir. All fish species are on the move and eating and showing why Falcon has a reputation as an excellent fishery. Bass of all sizes and shapes are being caught. The edges of banks and creeks are the keys. Fishing topwater, shaky head, soft plastics, and Senkos, you really can't go wrong with any of those. Choke Canyon Reservoir, bass are good in the Frio River, working around 5 feet of water out from the vegetation. Heading to West Texas, which has seen a remarkable run, Harold, and I think OH Ivy is up to maybe 8 legacy class over 13-pound Sherrilunkers now.
Okay.
And then another lake that we report on here on Texas Outdoor News is Lake Coleman, where C.R. Stevenson of Clyde set a new record with Sherrilunker 602 that weighed 14.83 Woo. Pounds. Just a beautiful, beautiful fish. And then we're you know, on Ivy, there's what we call the Ivy Drift, where you set up and there is a deep spawn in water on flats 25 feet and deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of dredging, bouncing a jig behind your boat as you set up a grid to drift.
Okay.
That usually comes in May and early June, mm-hmm. and we haven't even gotten to that. And that wow. always produces some fish.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just a remarkable, remarkable year. More fish to come, more opportunities for you. Let's talk about the hill country.
Well, let's do that there. Okay, Lake Buchanan, largemouth bass are good with Texas rig plastic worms, shad-like crankbaits, jigs, jerkbaits, and craws. Striped bass are good along the river channel with live bait and swim baits. White bass are good on silver spoons, crankbaits, and swim baits in the creeks and main lake points. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in 15 to 25 feet fishing docks, timber, brush piles. Canyon. Striper fishing is good along the river channel with live bait and swim baits. White bass are good on humps, flats, and ridges with slabs and creeks with small swim baits and rooster tails. Medina, black bass are great with so much activity settling wherever the creeks and vegetation is on worms, topwater, and bass jigs. Crappie are good pushing short sleeves with vegetation on jigs. Travis, largemouth bass are good with crankbaits, jigs, chatterbaits, drop shots, and red craws near rock piles, shorelines, and ledges. White bass are good with white slabs and chartreuse swim baits working the main lake channel, drop-offs, and creeks.
All right, on the hunting scene, we want you to know that that's brought to you by some fun people. That's really going to help you out. Silencer Central, are you looking for a smarter and easier way of buying your silencer? Well, Silencer Central is a creator of a revolutionary process which silences headaches and hassles. Their process is simple and makes sense. It's a process that begins with paperwork, but without the work, and ends with Silencer Central delivering your silencer right to your front door. Harold and I keep mm-hmm. talking about hunting 24/7.
Yes.
And with the silencer,
mm-hmm.
Not only does it protect your hearing
right.
and those of your companions,
right.
But also they're going, where'd that come from?
Yeah, that's right.
You know.
Great when you got a bunch of pigs on the feeder. Yeah.
Plan on doing some of that. Now, if this sounds too good to be true, you need to give them a call. You can go to their website and first learn about the story at silencercentral.com and then give them a call at 888-988-8179. That's 888-988-8179. And when you call them, go, okay, interview me. Make it easy.
Right.
Because I heard that that's what you do on Texas Outdoor News.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. All right. On the hunting scene, already told you that the spring South Zone turkey season has opened this weekend and runs through May 2nd. The North Zone youth only season opens up next weekend. And for all you North Zone hunters, great chance to mentor a new hunter,
uh-huh.
great chance to get in the field, give them a chance at getting a gobbler, but also for you to do some scouting. April 1st through the 30th, the one-bag limit counties of Bastrop, Caldwell, Colorado, Fayette, Jackson, Lavaca, Lee, Matagorda, Milam, and Wharton opens. That's for the entire month of April. And, of course, then there's our year-round season through August 31st of the South Zone Javelina season and the other open counties with no bag limit for Harold's favorite, squirrel.
I like it.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. What's it this week, electric or fuel?
No, it's fuel. Anywhere
yeah.
you want to go. The mighty 2021 Toyota Tundra TRD Pro Crewmax. That engine, it's an amazing engine. Their 5.7 liter iForce V8, dual overhead cam, 381 horsepower, 401 pound-feet of torque, 9,200 pounds of towing. Then you add all the TRD stuff with the transfer case, the demand four-wheel drive, set it like how you want it and just go to town. Interior is really nice, though. These are well laid out. These are big trucks. So nice 8-inch touchscreen on it, hands-free Bluetooth for all everybody out there that's modern. Android Auto, oh boy, you know. The TRD stuff gives you a lot of extra badging and so on. It's much more powerful shocks. It's sprung different. It's higher. Obviously, you've got the side steps, which come in really handy when you're as short as I am. This thing's quite a capable vehicle. A lot of power. Mileage, it could always be better. And also, the problem is with this engine, the performance is so good, you want to keep putting your foot in it. But 13 miles in the city, 17 on the highway, but a tremendous amount of capability with this thing. So if you want to go on or off the road, it doesn't really matter. It'll do it. And loaded to the gills, you're looking at about 55. But again, this is the 2021 Toyota Tundra TRD Pro Crewmax. When it has TRD, it's got all kinds of extra stuff on it.
You know what's kind of neat, Harold, is the all these manufacturers of pickups, they're really pushing each other.
Oh, boy. And you know? We get the benefit.
Oh, boy, do we.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly
yeah.
the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's pushing each other, and that's a great thing for the consumers. So, all right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Texas Outdoors Journal, South Texas editor Dan O. Wise, he's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way.
Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake.
And I'll interrupt also, they saved a lot of animals during that freeze that are on that product.
Going to get into that for
yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. And as Harold just mentioned, a lot of deer. The initial reports of the die-off, it's kind of hard to confirm.
Right.
We know that the horned animals were impacted worse than the antler animals. But then I talked to Texas Outdoors Journal whitetail editor Bob Zeglin. Talked to the guys at Fortified. They're hearing from their ranchers that are feeding Fortified Cottonseed. And if there was food available for the animals and water, and they had places to brush up, the impact was minimal. And this is all across the region that was really reported. Not saying that it didn't happen, but you know what? If you take care of your animals, they're going to figure it out. They're making a living out there, and they need Fortified Cottonseed because when it comes to our native wildlife that were not impacted, mama deer are carrying those fawns. They're going to be dropping them. They're going to be producing the milk for those babies to nurse on. Bucks are starting to put on new headgear for the year.
Right.
It's just really important. Visit FortifiedCottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. And when you give them a call, let them know you heard about it on Texas Outdoor News. A contributor, and I'm so fortunate to be surrounded by such a great team of outdoor professionals. And Dano Wise has been with our team, I guess, pushing 20 years now.
And he looks so young.
Well, he's got some gray showing up in that beard, you know. But I tell you what, he's a heck of a hand. And, I mean, everybody keeps stepping their game up. And before we get into the outdoor report, I want to let everybody know that Dano has come out with a new book called Fishing for Photographs. I mean, his photography, both underwater and split-level scenes, many of you see them in Texas Outdoors Journal, are just some of the best of the best.
Uh-huh.
And he's got a group of guides down in the lower coast that he fishes with and serve as some pretty good-looking models.
Yeah,
you know?
There you go.
And he does a great job and want to really congratulate. It's called A Collection of Coastal Angling Images by Dano Wise. Dano, congratulations on the new book, my friend.
Thank you, Bill. Harold, how are you this morning?
Fine, sir. You?
Oh, doing well. Always good to talk to you guys.
Well, listen, with the book, and I love the photo, and I recognize that photo. We've had many conversations about that particular photo in the past. But where can folks get a copy? Are they at different bookstores or at Amazon?
Amazon, yeah. That's where you can find it, just Amazon.com. You can search it by Fishing for Photographs. Or actually, if you just put in my name, it'll pull up all three of my books as well as Texas Outdoors Journal subscription.
Outstanding. Outstanding. All right. Well, listen, appreciate that. You know, we're talking about the reaction to the winter festival that we had. Parks and Wildlife released that 3.8 million fish died. There were reports of dead fish on the shoreline. We know other fish sink to the bottom. What was your perspective of what happened on the middle and lower coast as you've been out and about?
You know, it was really interesting, Bill, as the event was playing out, and then in the immediate aftermath of it, you know, it seemed like it became apparent pretty quickly that there was no real consistency as to the amount of fish killed in any of these areas.
Right.
You'd have little pockets of areas that seemed to be devastated and other areas that kind of seemed to dodge the bullet a little bit. Down here on the very, very southern end of the lower Laguna Madre, we kept waiting and expecting to see, you know, the same scene that we had been seeing play out in other parts of the coast with, you know, dead fish litter in the shorelines and stuff, and it just never really happened. And sure, there were some dead fish here, but, you know, just in the time since then, a lot of big snook being caught, a lot of big trout being caught, of course, plenty of reds. So without a doubt, it impacted us, but not near to the devastating level that we kind of expected, given the extreme temperatures and the longevity of it.
Sure.
Now, without a doubt, there were some isolated pockets elsewhere above us that definitely seemed to get hit a little bit harder. But again, following up with people in those areas, even once they were hit hard, they seem to be on fish still. Of course, everybody's really promoting the catch and relief aspect, especially on the bigger fish, you know, given that there were good numbers of big fish that died. And that's kind of a good practice, I think, anyways, with the big trout and big snook and oversized reds we have in the bay, just go ahead and catch and release anyhow. But right now, in the aftermath of this, it's really being pushed. But there are still good quality fish being caught throughout the lower and middle coast.
All right, before we go to break, I got to ask you, and you mentioned snook. We know that redfish are more cold tolerant than speckled trout. Speckled trout a little bit more so than snook. Snook usually hang out, say, in the Brownsville Ship Channel, or I guess maybe the Intracoastal. But I really hadn't heard that many negative reports on snook. Is that a correct assessment?
Oh, without a doubt. We had kind of hoped that it would come through okay, because that population's really been building both in size and in numbers over the years. But, you know, given they are less cold tolerant, we kind of expected to see a fairly major or significant kill of them. But again, just in these couple weeks since, there's been a lot of big snook caught in the port and in the deep water areas, and hasn't really been a lot of dead fish with it.
Okay. Listen, we need to take a break as we're up against the mid-show break. So if you would hold on, folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Texas Outdoors Journal South Texas editor Dana Wise right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm David Grimm, and my wife and I are the principal owners of Barron Brothers, an 80-year-old feed, seed, fertilizer, and farm supply company. We have 5 retail stores, 2 feed mills, and 2 fertilizer blending facilities. We move through lots of product in order to supply the needs of our customers. We have to anticipate their needs and make sure that we have what they need when they need it. Capital Farm Credit works cooperatively with us in the complexities of our business.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
We continue our conversation with Texas Outdoors Journal South Texas editor Dana Wise. Dana, I'm going to take you back a few years, back when we were looking at going from a 10-fish speckled trout bag limit to 5, and it started The first reduction occurred down on your part of the coast, and guides and everybody else is going, oh, Lord, you know, it's not worth going fishing. We're not going out. And you and I discussed and came up with the idea of you penning an article entitled 30 Species in 30 Days. You remember that?
Yeah, sure do.
Well, you know, you got lots and lots of fishing species to go after. Guys that used to turn their nose up of getting their photograph with a redfish or a black drum, you know, bringing mangrove snapper in. There's a lot of fish. Yeah, while there may be a natural phenomenon that impacts certain species, there's still fish to give a tug or take home and put in a skillet, isn't there?
Oh, without a doubt. There's plenty of species, and you know, but something, just even going back to what you're saying about the five fish limit, I was having this conversation with a group the other day, of just group of fishermen and guides here locally, as we were talking about moving ahead, you know, trying to not encourage people not to keep fish, but to try to encourage them not to keep more than what they need in light of the recent fish kill, you know. And I think people oftentimes underestimate how much fish a five fish bag limit of speckled trout or a three fish bag limit of redfish will yield, because it's not uncommon at all, you know, that you know, anglers who don't fish a lot come down, they want to keep a limit, they kind of encourage the guide to keep everything they can, then they get back to the dock and they're at the cleaning table and they're like, oh my God, that's a lot of fish, what are we going to do with all of that?
Yeah, let me share with you an idea that I've done at seminars that I give, and they talk about bag limit. You know, ask what my take is, and I said, well, let me answer a question with a question. How many of you all throw away fish that you've caught and become freezer burnt?
Mm-hmm.
Probably more fish are lost that are freezer burnt than are lost at the, you know, at the side of the boat, or, you know, maybe deeply gill hooked. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, especially at a vacation destination like us, a lot of times, you know, they're thinking dinner, and, you know, it doesn't take many fish to feed even a big family a dinner. And like I said, I think that, you know, you get five quality keeper speckled trout in 18, 20 inch range, you end up with a pretty good pile of meat. And of course, three redfish, and you mentioned black drum. A black drum is going to give you a lot of fillet. Sheephead, another one, you know. So we've got a lot of fish that actually yield a lot of fillet. And so you don't need to keep a limit every time to get a sufficient amount of fish to take home and eat and do whatever with. Because you're right, most of the time when they go into the deep recesses of the freezer, it never emerges again until it gets thrown out.
Yeah, prior to the freeze, we were talking about the fact, like, the flounder were still stacked up and not moving out, and then maybe they knew something. Were they cuddling up to stay warm? Because it seems like they came through pretty good on this, didn't they?
Seems like it. And, of course, we don't have the same flounder population, you know, as other areas of the coast, mm-hmm. but it is something that seems like they came through it pretty well up and down the coast. So I'm assuming they just kind of buried themselves in the mud in those deeper channels and just kind of rode it out. But yeah, haven't heard much about a flounder kill at all.
What are you seeing dockside, cleaning table wise? Up and down the coast, we're getting more and more reports of people starting to embrace, we don't know what we actually lost. And we know the population of Texas is increasing. Maybe not keeping as many fish or releasing more seems to be becoming more of a norm, something we've encouraged for years. What are you seeing?
I think it is. And like I said, kind of going back to the conversation we've been having since the freeze, I think that's encouraging more guides to kind of have that discussion with their clients. But of course, it's not all just guides. You know, you got a lot of fishermen that are fishing as often as guides. You know, they're out every weekend, they're out several times a week, and keeping a lot of fish. And so, again, I think you are starting to see maybe a little more awareness that, you know, the success of a trip doesn't necessarily get measured by how many fillets you put in a baggie. And it's more about getting out there on the water. And sure, if you want to eat some, keeping what you need, but not going excessive. And I think that's important for everybody to get that mindset, because, you know, Texas, most Texans, we don't like to be told what to do. So I don't think being told we need to lower a limit or have even a temporary lower limit going to work. I think it's better for people just to embrace the fact that, you know, go out and enjoy the fishery, catch all the fish you want, but keep only what you need.
Yeah, Daniel, the clock is chasing us. But let me ask you this, getting off the water, because we keep getting all kind of conflicting reports on loss of game animals, you know, exotics and the axis mm-hmm. and black buck and stuff like that. What have you run across in your area?
Not a lot, but kind of, Harold, the same thing, just conflicting reports. You know, you hear one thing and think, oh, my God, that sounds devastating, but then you hear something totally contradictory. So I haven't heard a lot of accurate information as far as any sort of impact on game animals.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I tell you what, that honest assessment of, yeah, we've heard the same rumors,
right?
But we can't, you know, nothing's really been confirmed. Dano, listen, we are out of time. Folks, you owe it to yourself to pick up this great book, Fishing for Photographs, A Collection of Coastal Angling Images by Dano Wise. Go to Amazon and type in either Fishing for Photographs or Dano Wise, and you're going to have information right there. Dano, again, congratulations on the book, and appreciate you joining us today on Texas Outdoor News.
Hey, enjoyed it as always, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good weekend.
Good report. We'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12. And there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. But first, Harold's going to tell you about a great special.
Absolutely. Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. The Mighty Mammoth Work Light is the best thing on the planet. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, and they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these devices can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer, 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Just go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com. Okay, April the 3rd, the West Bay Blackjack Tournament fundraiser and crawfish boil, West End Marina in Galveston. Go to fishwestend.com. Also the 3rd, Texas Hill Country Chapter, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, finally getting some banquets started, friends. This is in Georgetown. Visit rmef.org. And then April 3rd to May 16th, spring turkey season in the North Zone. That's 101 counties. Get out there, go turkey hunting, and go in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Tell you what, I want to thank our guest, Texas Outdoors Journal, South Texas editor, Dana Wise.
Indeed.
And really, really proud for him on this newest book release, Fishing for Photographs. Look him up on Amazon and get you a copy.
Does he tell you how he does it?
Yeah, and
you
actually,
look at some of those pictures,
and you know what's interesting?
How did he do that?
There have been some that have tried to duplicate or copy the setups that he uses.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Oh.
They just, you know what an imitation's like.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
So, but well, also, he's a real deal.
You got to have the eye.
You definitely do, and he has that. He has that for sure. Wildflowers. We didn't talk about that in the news break.
Okay.
But that's something that's in everybody's eye.
They do seem to be popping up.
Yeah, and good time to get out and take a road trip.
Absolutely.
Huh?
And just don't pick them.
Leave them alone. Let them go to seed.
Let them go to seed like we have.
Right.
Anyway, okay. Hey, visit our website, okay? TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. Plus, the shows are archived there. So if you go, what do they say? Just, go to the date and click on it, and there it is. But we're also up on Twitter and YouTube and iTunes, Facebook. Like us on Facebook. That helps build the audience, and we greatly appreciate that. Remember, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best-in-Texas Ford dealers. So remember, be safe out there, whether you're on the water or in the field, because we want you to join us again next week. Same time, same station for more Texas Outdoor News.